chew your pizza, you smoothie, me high school pizza, cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon, I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It hits me like a wake up call, cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network on a Thursday morning here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. We're getting ever so close to the fall season, and I hope everybody's doing well. We got a great show lined up today. But before I get started on that, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you can email me anytime. Whether I'm up here at the studio or out and about, my email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button and follow us on Amazon Music, on TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcast, all other networks, and including syndicated on iHeartRadio. Okay? All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. We got a busy show on a Thursday. Here we roll. All right, I got a Bible devotion. God is our strength. I'm going to be doing a Bible devotion here shortly on that. Also, got some great Christian music lined up. And in between, before all that, producer Dave is in the building. He's drinking him some coffee that he got from McDonald's, Cafe Mocha. And I'm going to be Bible teaching, going back to my biblical archives, finding joy in the middle of our struggles. We all got struggles that we're going through, don't we? Well, we're going to help you on this, finding joy in the middle of your struggles. One more day, and then it'd be Friday. Let's get through your Thursday, right? All right, who's Jumping Jack ready this morning? You feeling good? Are your bones and joints and all that other stuff, are they limber? Were you ready to get the exercising going? All right. Deucer Dave's looking at me like, what are you talking about? Huh? Just trying to get everybody rolling. All right. Well, let's get it rolling this morning on some Jumping Jacks. Jumping Jack ready. Ready? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one, let's roll. And today's Bible study is on God is our strength. You know, in the book of Psalms, chapter 27 and verse 1, Scripture reminds us that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? It is a fact that the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? Since the Lord fears nothing, why should we fear? You know, Scripture also declares that God is a very present help in trouble. You can find that in the book of Psalms, chapter 46 and verse 1. If we can't trust the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving God of the universe to help us, where can we turn? But we can trust Him. You see, God is able, friends. Indeed, He is anxious to deliver all sorts of our trouble. He wants us to give us strength to overcome the temptation to sin that it separates Him from those He loves. In fact, He wants to give us the courage to confront our problems instead of avoid them or even denying them. And then to find the practical wisdom and help we need to deal with them. What do you fear today? Failure, rejection, an illness, or even physical danger? You know, friends, the uncertainty of the future, maybe? Whatever it is, ask God to help you and He'll turn it over to Him. You see, the Lord is my light, your light, everybody's light, and our salvation. Who shall we fear? All right, stand by. We're fixing to get him. Producer Dave. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a very long time since we've had him on the air. The anticipation of just getting to the microphone. All right, well, let's give a cheer. Yes, let's give him a round of applause. And, of course, some morning crow. He's got to have that. Somebody whistle at him. He's a little whacked out today. Okay. All right. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown for producer Dave.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All the way from his farm or his ranch in West Texas, producer Dave, and he's also the TBN producer. Hello, producer Dave. Well, hello there, CA. How you doing? And hello, everybody. I haven't talked to y'all in such a long time. This is producer Dave here, and I'll tell you what, the coffee was just wonderful today. I had some Cafe Mocha McAdee's opened up early, and they said, producer Dave, so good to see you. We haven't seen you in such a while. And I said, no problem. Just give me some coffee. Good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. That's right. We'll be playing that song tomorrow, as we always do. The coffee song, the John Wilder coffee song on a TGIF Friday tomorrow. Yes, have you all been safe? Is family doing good? I know we haven't caught up in a while there, producer Dave. Well, my wife is doing fine. She's been just trying to take care of herself, been social distancing around people. Of course, we live out in the country out there, so we country folks don't get to see too many cluttered, crowded crowds, I guess you could say there, I understand completely. Because when my grandfather had the ranch out in Bellevue, Texas, was just a hole in the wall. There was, his neighbor was still probably about a half a mile from his house. So, you know, and he had 66 acres. So I can understand completely growing up and going down there and just not seeing as many people as you do in the city life. That's right there, CA. That's exactly what it's like and everything. Well, you told me to come over here and visit with you, and you wanted to talk a little bit about pumpkin spice. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about pumpkins and pumpkin spice. You know, it's funny, the pumpkin spice, I was at a store in Grapevine a couple of weeks ago, and this pumpkin aroma, it just like magnetized you. Oh, really? I didn't know that. So yeah, it did. It magnetized you with the aroma, smell of the candles. And then people were just like in happy-go-lucky moods. It's kind of like, you know, when they're drinking coffee or maybe eating a dessert or going out to dinner, they're just in great moods. And I mean, the men and the women were like, I want pumpkin this, I want pumpkin that, I want this and this. It's funny, but you know what? It brings some joy in people's lives, you know, and we all need some kind of joy when we're struggling with it. And today, Producer Dave, here in just a while, I'm going to be Bible teaching on that. Well, that sounds like a good idea there. Say, hey, you know, that's right, because we always struggle with things. Even Producer Dave does. You know, sometimes my wife says, honey, I want to go out to the city and go shopping. Will you go with me? Well, you know, I kind of think about it. But then I remember, hey, I got to go do what a married couple needs to do, even though sometimes I don't want to. But I go anyways. There you go. That's exactly what you got to do. I hate to ask you this. Are y'all getting prepared to go Christmas shopping yet? See, hey. Christmas shopping already in September? Well, we're almost near the end of September. We're kind of a little bit bypassed the middle of September, and it's going to be October, you know, going the holiday season, Halloween. Of course, I'm not big on that, but Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our birth of our Heavenly Father. That's always a big, big thing too as well. Yeah, Christmas, my favorite time of the year, you know. And I tell you what, I'm like you. It isn't just the fact of the presents and stuff. Those are nice, but it's the fact of giving. And we'll be getting closer as we talk to that. That's right. In fact, I'll be bringing you and the deacon. Yeah, how is old Deke doing? I don't know. He's going to be visiting the studio tomorrow. I've had so much going on. I haven't been able to do near as many podcasts as I've been wanting to do. Yeah, and I also wanted to congratulate you. And I'm going to go ahead and give yourself a cheer real quick? Yeah? Give yourself some morning crow, too, while you're at it. And I want to congratulate you for being on Amazon Music. That's right. We are on Amazon Music now as of our second week on Amazon Music. They wanted us. They wanted our podcast show on there. And I said, no problem, Producer Dave. Why not? So, but anyway, God has really blessed us. He's blessed this ministry. October the 9th will be 3 years that I'll be on the air on iHeartRadio. I just love it. It's been a great journey. There's been a lot of positive feedback from a lot of positive people. Our listener count is just grown beyond will and beyond. And we're just on a lot of major networks. We're also on that USO radio network, our military network channel that the military folks get to listen on. And, you know, it's just going to continue to be positive, uplifting Wednesdays as we always have. That we've been starting to do here the last few weeks. Things like that, just trying to be positive. We need some positive things in the world. That's right there, CA. And on top of that, I'll be bringing Billy Grahams and Joe Osteen's on. I know I haven't really had a chance to do that, but we will. Well, Producer Dave, I am going to let you run. I've got a very full show coming up. We still got some music that I got to play, but I want you to go get you some coffee, and you have a great day. Well, let me just tell everybody to have a great rest of the week. And Producer Dave will talk to you soon. I got to go saddle up and head to TBN. There you go. All right, we're going to go ahead and play a song that everybody likes. Haven't heard it in a while. You Never Let Go with Matt Grindin.
Casting out fear. same voice on the inside. Already so heavy, weighing on my soul. All the fear, all the worry, all the heartache, all the hurting, colliding with your lighting, trying to steal my hope. Some days I break, I lose my way, more doubt than faith, but every time.
There you go, Magnetic, one of the new songs by the Newsboys on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Okay, well, we're going to go back to the biblical archives of mine, and I'm going to help you guys finding joy in the middle of your struggles. You know, there's all kinds of struggles that we're going through. So let's talk a little bit about desiring joy. You know, light streamed in our, you ever see it when light streams through your bedroom shades, or maybe you're drinking a cup of coffee, okay, or tea or milk or whatever you drink in the morning, or even water, and you're waking up and you're desiring that joy, right? First thing I do, example, is I say, Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you for life. Thank you for all you do for me. Now, you may have other things that you may do, and but that's my desiring joy. Somehow, some way, even though I'm like, oh, do I really have to get up and get rolling and all this, I try to find the joy that God has for me. Because if I wake up and start building my happiness, then that desiring joy is building up inside of me. I use these examples. I use what's called the I am. I am strong. I am confident. I am attractive. I am smart. You know, just the I ams. It's a self-builder. And what it's doing is it's building me up. And if I don't do it when I'm starting to kind of not have the cup of coffee, once I get the cup of coffee, I'll start rolling and have that God time. And it's so very, very, very important. So I want to talk a little bit on some scriptures that would help you as much as it has helped me. And I just want to talk briefly about, it's kind of a short little study that we're doing here, okay? So, scripture verses, let's just take a little bit of it. Let's go to the book of, let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, where scripture says, "Fear not, for behold, I will bring you the good news of joy. For unto you this day is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." When Jesus came to this world, his very presence brought forth joy, didn't it? A joy that looked forward to the cross and the subsequent resurrection. A joy abounding in purpose and joy. A joy that was eternal. That joy has never to this day gone away. As he draws near to us in our lives today, he still brings great joy. Not a trait happiness, but true deep joy in knowing we have a Savior who personally cares for us and never leaves us to navigate this hurting world alone. Now let me stop here on a note. God never leaves you. When you feel frustrated, friends, when you feel alone, when you feel nobody cares, we've all been there. Whether you're married, whether you're divorced, whether you're single, single parent during these COVID times, where you feel like there's just nobody that's even listening. Well, I got news for you today. God is. You see, he is right next to you right now. He knows your hurts. He knows your disappointments. He knows your bad breaks. He knows what you've been through. You see, he knows your alpha and omega of your life, your beginning and your end of life. He knows everything. See, hey, how does he know it all? Because he's our Spirit of the Lord. He knows everything about everybody. He knows every hair on your head. But see, hey, I'm bald. Well, he knows that too as well, guys. You see, God knows. We have a very loving God that cares about me, cares about you. He cares about the whole entire world. You see, God wants the best for you. And he wants you to have joy. But see, hey, how in the world am I going to get the joy with my struggles? Well, one thing I can tell you is if you just give it to God, example, and I've been through this, and I want to give you my example. Low point in my life, few times in my life, and we're all going to go through that, even Christians do. God, you know what I'm going through right now. Lord, I can't handle any more of that. I got to give it to you. So right now, at this very moment, Lord, I give you all of my troubles, all of my struggles that I'm going through. My cup is empty, but I need you to fill it up for me. I need the joy back in my life. Cry out to God. Very simple. And if we'll see, hey, I just don't know what to say. You know what? Say anything. The simple word, help. You can, if you don't know how to pray it, help. And he'll help. Now, I've talked about before, I'm not Nostradamus, but people say, well, can he answer this prayer like immediately? Well, he might. And it may take a little longer. See, you don't rush God. You let God handle every situation, every moment of your life. He cares about you. I don't want you to ever give up and don't throw in the towel. Instead, I want you to hang on to his garment for dear life. And if you feel like you're sinking in quicksand, lift your God, grab your hand and pull you out. Because he will. He does a lot of his work even heavier in times of despair. Did you know that? If you don't know it, you know it now. Let me read another scripture verse to you. We're going to go to the book of Psalms. It's just very simple scripture. The book of Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11, where it says, You make known to me the paths of my life in the presence of the fullness of joy. You know, as I read this verse, friends, my heart warms, and it reminds me of the fact that Jesus selflessly gave his life so that we who believe in him will have eternal life. What an incredible gift. No wonder the psalmist goes through this and says that in his presence we have the fullness of joy. You know, when I start taking the gospel for granted, allowing it to go stale, it is important to my life. I can imagine when I have lost sight of the gospel's meaning, because we've all been there. Even Christians have sometimes. We get caught up in this crazy world. And when that happens, you're going to lose your joy. Well, I can handle this my way. I can do it the Frank Sinatra way. And I don't mean to bring Frank Sinatra up. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to example with me. I'm going to do it CA's way. It's going to be done this way and not God's way. Well, it's out of what? God's will. Don't do that. Stay the course. Stay in God's will. Do what he wants you to do. It's very simple. Follow the direction. But CA, how do I know? You'll know. You see, God's three in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let the Spirit of the Lord speak to you, but find a private little area, wherever it may be, and focus on Christ. It's just very simple as that. Another scripture verse that comes to mind, and it's really the last one, because this was kind of a shorter lesson today on joy. So if you go to the book of John chapter 15 in verse 4 and 11, it says, "Abide in me, and I in you. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy be filled. Thank you, Lord, for drawing me back to yourself. Illuminate me in the path of joy in my life. You are the very present, offering the free gift of salvation. Abiding in me, teaching me to abide in you, leading me in every step of the way, in every circumstance, in every one of my circumstances." So let me ask you something. Let him lead you in your circumstance. What more could you ask for? What more? Maybe the water in your life is cloudy. We've all seen clouded water, right? And you're like, man, I don't know if I want to drink this or whatever it may be. So your life's clouded, for instance, just a big cloud of yucky looking water. Let him purify by going through a spiritual cleansing through him, through God. And I'm telling you, your life's going to be a lot better. It's just simple. My personal opinion, finding joy in the middle of your struggles, the formula, the CA formula, this is what my formula would be. Again, it would be, this is what I do. Now, everybody has different ways. God, thank you for another day. Thank you for giving life into me during these crazy tribulation times, because that's what we're going through right now, total tribulation. And I give all of this to you because you know what, God? I know you got it. I know you got my day. I know that you're going to bring favor my way. I know that great and wonderful and marvelous things. You know what my needs are? And I give it all to you. Your Lord of Lord, King of Kings, Almighty God, the great physician. And you know what? I thank you for being in my life and living in me. And I just pray for continual joy today, even on a Thursday, because I know you got me. What I'm doing is I'm self-building myself up to God and telling him, Lord, it may be a troubled day on things that are going on in my life, but you know what? You got me. And you're going to purify me. I'm going through the cleansing through you of knowing that everything's going to be fine. He's got the whole world in his hands. You know, even as chaotic as everything is, everybody talks about the COVID, the variants. Yes, it's scary times. Is it going to ever end? Well, it'll end when God wants it to end. You see, a lot of people don't realize this. We do have all kinds of different situations. We live, and I'm not even bringing the political part of it up. We live in a split America, and United States and all global, it's just split. You know, In fact, I had a lady try to debate me some time ago. I don't like debates. I don't want to debate. I'm not in the debating business. Here's what I told her. I said, ma'am, you can speak your mind. She was a listener. I said, you can speak your mind how you feel. That's okay. I'll respect that. But I will not, I'm going to stay neutral on my thoughts and on my feelings, you know, about things. Because if I cross a fine line, all I'm doing is creating a firestorm. And you see, that gives Satan more to work on, which takes away my joy. So do I really want my joy to be taken away after I've just self-built my joy back up? No. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like building a wall, and dynamite gets to the wall and it blows up. Well, I'm not saying that I'm going to have perfect days every day, but I'm going to keep the joy, because the joy and what happiness makes you live longer. It's a true fact. When you can bring out a smile, when you can laugh, doesn't it relieve the stress? Yes. I have a doctor friend of mine that told me, the more you smile, the more you laugh, you're releasing a chemical balance. Oh, sorry, I hit my mic. A chemical balance that gives you that extra juice, I should say, to make your day great. Don't you want a great Thursday? Well, you will, if you just humble yourself and be obedient to the Lord. So just remember all that. I know I've rambled a lot, but that's what I wanted to talk about, is you can struggle with all this, but God can get you out of it. He's the key. So the whole situation, what's your point, CA? Well, the whole deal I want to say is just give it to God. It's God's world, God's way. We're here to live. Be happy. Find your happiness. But you got to give it to God. So I'm going to pray for you right now in closing. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we struggle so much with different things. Father God, I just pray right now that people that are struggling, people that are trying to find their joy, may they find it through you. And may they realize, hey, I've got to get this joy to get my happiness back. God, help them, I pray. Whatever it may be, there's a lot of people who have a lot of troubles. We all got troubles. And today, on a Thursday, everybody across the world that is going through struggling times, finances, relationships, bad breaks, whatever it may be, job-wise, may you uplift them today, and may they get a touch from you. For we come to you through this, and all God's people said, amen. All right, friends, thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. If there's anything I can help you with, questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. This is CA. I'm going to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.